Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Kevin Page, Chair of the Board of Regents. To my left is Tom Riley, Chancellor. Jason Getty is Vice Chancellor of the Board. Dean Gould, Chief of Staff and Special Counsel to the Board. Nate McKinnon, Vice Chancellor for Community Colleges, newest addition. And this young lady at the end, I...
Darla Dodge.
Darla has to open the meeting.
Thank you all for coming. Appreciate the attendance and taking your time out today. I've been asked to oversee the meeting just to keep us on track as part of the college. So first up, do we have any public comment? Keep in mind that there'll be option for discussion during this process as well.
And remember, you have balance to ask for public comment.
In French, I'm told that I maybe have to spell that to you.
Yep.
F-R-E-N-C-H, first name is Denny, D-E-N-I. And I just want to thank you all for having this transparent and opportunity for the community to be here. Thank you very much.
Is there any other public comment in Carson? Fallon, can you hear us okay?
They're not turned on.
Fallon?
We're on mute.
So who has control?
That's good. Okay.
Fallon, can you hear us? Buzz? Walt?
Yep.
Marty, do you guys have any public comment? I'm assuming that's a no. Okay, so on to item number two, discussion on the ONC president search. Just to remind.
I think I need to call Lowell before we get to that. So I'm going to be calling Lowell, and bear with me, the list is long, for ASWN, the WNC Foundation Board, and the WNC IAC. For ASWN, Elizabeth Bounds, Tanya Covarrubias,
present,
Adrian Gonzalez, Alexis Gray, Alex Marenghi, Vidi Miranda, Taylor Smokey. For the WNC Foundation Board, Tara Alto, Jeff Brigger, Amy Clemens, Sean Davison, Daphne DeLeon, Jamie DeVega, Sherry Glockner, Larry Goodnight, Lisa Granahan, Darcy Houghton, Kathy Halbardier, Michelle Ketton, Carol McIntosh, Kirsten Plemmel, Robert Ramsdell, Rochelle Tisdale.
Present.
WNC IAC, Tim Dyer, Rob Hooper.
Present.
Laura Iams, Mike Jackson, Michelle Joy.
Present.
Nick Morano, Ricky Medina, Mary Pierzynski, Carrie Richardson, Rupert Ruiz, Buzz Sharman, okay, Richard Stokes, Terry White. Okay, thank you.
So just to remind everybody, no names of potential candidates for either acting or interim president may be stated during the meeting. If you do have specific names that you wish to share with the board, you would email the chancellor after the meeting. Okay, so this is a discussion on acting interim, but no names, please. Okay.
Thank you so much. Well, it's not by accident we're here today. One was the vacancy, but we also wanted to make sure when we came out to the campus that one, that all the faculty were back, but also the students, right? So you're back in the swing of things. And so we could have come sooner, but we thought it was better when the campus was full. And, you know, we want as much feedback as possible as we make this decision. There will be a recommendation from the chancellor. Come back to the board on how we want to move forward. With that, I'll turn over to the chancellor for some comments.
Yeah. Well, I want to say thank you for your sacrifice for allowing me to steal your president as the CFO. For the Nevada System of Higher Education. Not only does he have a wonderful financial background, as many of you know, But I think it's really important for the system to have a president that actually was from the community college, now running and serving the CFO. It's invaluable for our system. And I think it'll be very important as we move forward and start looking at what our priorities are, working with the legislature and the community. So apologize for it being somewhat disruptive, but he's close. As I said before, I think it's really important to have that connection, to have our office have connection to the institutions too. And I made a real commitment as positions come open that we first look internally at our own institutions and hire from within, because I think that strengthens our system too. And as Chairman Page has said, we are generally very interested in your thoughts, not just for the acting or the interim, but the type of individual you're looking for too. What you hope to have as your next president. So we appreciate you actually taking the time to come out and address us. And we're looking forward to your comments and input.
Jason, anything you want to add? Dean or Nate?
Well, the chancellor had asked me to just maybe give you a little bit of a very short explanation of how the process works, because I know some of you have been involved in that. Under Title II, Chapter 1 of the NG Code, Section 1.5.4, and you can, it's all online, but it's pretty clear. And fortunately, when you're dealing with the vacancy in the Office of the President, it's very laid out. You know, so it gives us a roadmap to follow. This is the first step in the roadmap, basically. The idea is for the chair, the vice chair, the chancellor to meet with groups, and the identified groups include foundation, the IAC, the student government, all of which are public bodies, which is why we have to comply with the open meeting law for this meeting, and members of the public. There will be a meeting later with the faculty senate that's not an open meeting law, they're not a public body. So that will happen a little later today. And as has been mentioned, the whole point of this is to get your input, not only on the type of person, but what your preference is in terms of an interim or an acting. An interim would mean somebody who the board believes should just be put in as interim and then with the possibility of making that person ultimately the president. But it's not a given. They still have to sort of prove themselves and get through that process. There would be no search in that event. That would just be an appointment. If an acting is appointed, that person usually follows some kind of a national search. It's not required, but it's typical. That's part of what I think everyone wants to hear your preference for today. And under our policy, while it's not carved in absolute stone, generally an acting is not eligible to then put his or her name in for a permanent position. And the reason for that is, having done a lot of searches, the search consultants have told me if an acting could put his or her name in, you won't get any other applicants because they're going to figure that it's just the acting and that person will get selected. So it's a way of sort of widening the applicant. So if you have any other questions on process, you can always call or email me and I'm happy to talk to you about it. Thank you.
Sure. Dean?
I would just say, Mr. Chairman, you know, I'm new to Nevada as the Vice Chancellor for Community Colleges, but I spent quite a bit of time already here at Western. I think what we're seeing here is a standing room only as a testament to the community of Western Nevada College, and not only from within the college, but from the community at large. This place is very special to everyone in this area, and so it's great to see everyone here.
Dean, could you also maybe just talk about the role the regents play in their community and how that process works?
Sure, of course. So the way that a new president is actually selected is the chair, Chair Page, will appoint a committee of regents, which we refer to as the search committee. And under our code, that can be between 4 to 6 regents. We're not going to want more than 6 because we don't want a quorum of the board. Then there are advisory members. And again, our code is pretty specific as to the categories of the advisory members. The chair also selects the advisory members, but we will be reaching out to various constituent groups here and ask for names of certain people who fit those groups, but the chair ultimately picks them. The advisory members are sort of like a subcommittee of the search committee, and they're bound by open meeting law, and we'll get into that a lot when we have our first meeting. But most importantly, they have a very important role. They're listened to, they come to every meeting, they participate in the interviews of the finalists at the end, they have input. They don't vote, only the regents vote. But I can tell you again from experience, their comments are very, very important. So it's a very important role, and that would be the next step, is actually reaching out, working with you and the chair to put together that whole committee so that we can then schedule our first meeting, which again, all of these meetings will be open meetings. So anyone can attend, no one is precluded, everything's done very transparently, but it also then for the members, as with the regions, that's kind of why I'm there, to sort of make sure that we follow the open meeting law and we don't gauge. And one of them is what was mentioned. You can't mention anyone's name and talk about anyone unless we get signed waivers from those people. So when we get the final, when we're doing the final interviews in an open meeting, I will have obtained waivers from those people so they can be discussed at the meeting.
But as you said earlier, if anybody has names of people from the WNC community or outside who you think could be good, you can just submit those straight to Tom, and those don't fall under our purview.
Correct. And that would be either for acting, assuming that's the way you go, or interim, if that's the way you go, and ultimately the end president. It doesn't have to be the same person. So they're different roles. Right? So you might say, I think this person's great for acting, and I think this person might be a great president, but you don't have to do both, but you're able to do that.
Is there a process that you use to determine if you are going to do an acting or an interim? How is that decided?
We're doing it right now.
Well, that's
so we're coming visiting the campus, we'll come back with a recommendation.
But the board makes the decision.
The board ultimately makes the decision.
Yes, the board makes the decision, yes.
And you just said something about names, and so I'm very hesitant to do this, but I'm going to take the risk. Our last president.
That's a good way to do it.
Okay. Whom was stolen by the chancellor. When we first started with him, was he an interim or an acting? I'm confused with your language there.
He was interim.
He was an interim. Okay, thank you.
Could you state your name for the record and record?
My name is Bob Whitcomb.
Thank you, Professor.
Any other questions? Or, so I guess typically we just open it up. And
absolutely.
People, you know, want to ask questions, or, you know, I would ask again that when you stand up or raise your hand and you're called, just state your name for the record so that we can get it in the minutes, please.
Is this time just to say an opinion?
Absolutely.
Denny French. F-R-E-N-C-H, Denny, D-E-N-I. I just would like to, the search to be national. I feel that it'd be nice to be rooted in the community, and I think there are people that are already rooted in their communities, and that process of being rooted in the community, whether it's this location or another, they've got a good foundation of community commitment and involvement. It's important, but I also would like to see a PhD in education be part of the consideration. I think with that and the foundation of having a developed foundation of having worked with other facilities and schools and leadership positions would really help. I think teachers' perspective really does help as they started maybe as a teacher worked to being a professor or such. That process helps tie in the campus. The education around that, whether it's in business or law or whatever that they put onto that or their specialty, really does help too, but that's something that you have to consider as to how they could tie it in. And a people person would be really nice. Having the numbers person has its place and such, but you got to have a people person because there's so many different personalities and needs on campus. I that's an old word. Thank you very much.
How about a numbers people's person?
I think you can.
For the record keeper, Maxine Neitz. And I think that when we are looking at the person, the personality, or the background of the person that we are interested in having lead our institution, I think there are a couple of things I think are very, very important. One is the mission here of supporting our industrial base. This area has the highest industrial concentration in the state, and our manufacturers here are recovering now, and they're willing to be hiring people, but as I've heard from some of them, they can't find steady people who are committed and who want to, you know, come in every day. So I think both in our regular courseworks and in our business and industry outreach, we need to be very, very supportive of our manufacturing community. The other area that I think is also highly important is making this a unified kind of a campus, maybe bringing back the emphasis on sports, on drama and music, the things that campus does outreach into the community that they're known for, that also provides a more rounded life for the students. Instead of just going from class to class, they have some, whatever you want to call them, extracurricular, but some enriched areas of life on the campus.
Nice to meet you all. My name is Lorenzo Vicente. Today I'm representing the Culver Group, and along with the Culver Group, I believe that we hope to get an intern that is a great leader, a great understanding of open-mindedness to culture, diversity, and someone that can lead us to things we the people want to accomplish. With this leader, I hope we can get him into the intern position, and he can help out diverse communities such as the Culver Group and other other groups that may need that area of support. Alon believe that if we get this person to that position, he can greatly help us and achieve what we need to be done in this community. Thank you.
When you're saying interim, did you want without a search? So using the true terminologies of an interim being someone we identify now, and then make a determination whether he or she would become president, or an acting, meaning that we would actually put someone in temporarily while we do a national search. I just wanted to be clear whether you had a preference for either one.
Someone that can possibly get to the position of presidency.
Okay.
That has those characteristics that we, the people that can accomplish what we need.
Can you tell me more about your group, too?
The Latino Culver is a group that helps the Hispanic community, in words, become better and succeed in college. We as a group come together and work out issues, homework, any classes we may take to more clearly understand what we need done. And with that, we support each other to, and the end goal, accomplish college. And that's what our group's based on.
Are you a leadership position in that?
I am the speaker of that.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Do I just stand up or can I sit down?
You can sit.
Okay, good. So I'm shaking. So my name is Tanya Carubias. I am the ASWM president, and I have strong support for our current leadership. I can speak on behalf of students when I say we should move forward in this position. We need someone who interacts with our students, someone who's willing to do 18 MOUs for every single Jumpstart student, an individual who fills in the position for ASWN's advisor. I think the big question is, what do our students want? The individual who knows the college should be given the opportunity. If you open this position nationwide, you're probably gonna find someone with a big ego, and we don't need that. So let's not make things complicated, because we already know what's good enough for our college. Thank you.
So could you tell me more when you say 18 credits? And
18 MOUs.
So can you tell me more about that? What's that?
So when, I'm not familiar with Jumpstart Student, but I understand the concept of
okay.
it. And so 18 MOUs is like, correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, please. So you write, I'm shaking, sorry.
That's okay.
This is like so cool to be able to speak
right now. That wasn't a quiz. I was trying to get better at it. So 15 is basically, 18 would be over than the 15 amount too, and that requires approval from the president or someone, is that?
I think you'd be writing the contract.
I see. So you're talking about within the school district and really promoting that mm-hmm. program. Got it. Okay. Good.
Good job.
Thank you.
There was somebody right here who stood up.
Lupe Ramirez. I am in support of the interim position for our presidency, for our president. We need someone who is a strong supporter of the underserved population. And here in our community, we have 24% Latino population, and so there's a tremendous need for us to have a strong leader in this college to help us prepare to receive those students that are going through the school system to get them to WNC and prepare them to be better leaders of tomorrow. And the Latino Cohort Program is a program that we manage here at the college. I'm the advisor for the Latino Cohort Program, and this is one program that we need a lot of support from our president to make sure that we are meeting the needs of our students.
So again, when you say interim, I just want to, the same thing the chancellor asked this gentleman here, are you using that as a term of art, meaning you're preferring that the board appoint somebody on the front end who may end up being versus the president versus doing an acting with a national search? I just want to make sure we're understanding what you are asking.
I would want to make sure that the interim has the opportunity to serve as our president.
Okay.
It would be somebody from within the community, within the institution itself.
Yes, within the institution.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
That helps.
My name's Ian Hansen. I've been at the college a long time and seen a lot of presidents and just love this place like so many people do. Really feel like it's the best college in the system for very many reasons. I think it's time for us to have a national search, even though we have wonderful people here. We really haven't had a search in a very long time because of circumstances before. And I think there's a lot out there that we could benefit from at this point in our tenure. Yeah. And so I think it's important that in some cases, especially some of our faculty believe that you really need to do that to make sure that you go through the correct process. And I think that's a fair thing to say. I really think it's time for us to have a real national search. Thank you.
Hello, Angela Holt. I am representing the Adult Literacy and Language Department here on campus. It's the Adult Education Program. I am supporting the appointment of an interim president, somebody who has knowledge and understanding of our college, our community, our students, who already understands the needs of a non-traditional student and the needs to transition into workforce and career pathways and manufacturing and the opportunities that are presented here. So, yes, I support the appointment.
Thank you. Yeah, for the record, Rob Hoover, Institutional Advisory Council for Western Nevada College. And I too support an interim, but before, let me add to that, I believe that Western is really on the right track right now. What I've seen this college do as far as its nimbleness and its abilities to meet community need, and frankly that's what the IAC is really focused on, is the relationship between your community and the needs of the community and what the college is delivering. And I believe the college is delivering the right mix right now. When I got that phone call from Chet to let me know that he was moving into a new position, it was a bit of a troubling phone call because he will be missed. I could have used another year of him here because I believe that the college has turned a major corner under his leadership is now, I think, really heading a great direction. Not that it wasn't before, it's just that right now it's really meeting the needs of the community. I would hate to see that get disrupted. So having an interim that understands that, that's from within the camp, that has the roots in the local environment, I think is really important right now, knowing where we've come. And why I would say an interim is a good place to be is because let's don't take any options off the table. Let's take a look and see what else is out there. But I would agree with our student body president. We don't need to have something come in and says, you folks here in Carson City really don't know what you're doing. I got a whole lot of better ways of doing it, so let's do it my new way. We don't need that. We are getting great results out of where we are right now with our industry programs and support, like Maxine said, of our industries here. We've got great programs going on that. What's going on in healthcare, what's going on with our transitional students going into UNR, et cetera. It's a good program. Let's don't mess it up. Let's just keep building on it with the right individual. But let's don't take any options off the table either.
Rob, just a quick question for you and IAC. How do you think that's going, working for you guys?
I think it's going well. It's been a good two-way street communication with the special committee. The community's come together nicely here at our IAC meetings here and in Fallon. I think we had good input. We've got great objectives, and I believe that we're moving forward now on the strategic objectives with some good tactical work on developing the pipeline. And so overall, I think it's been a great addition to the whole mix.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to make sure, just for everyone's edification, because I've heard a couple comments, that if the board were to ultimately choose to do a national search, that would not preclude anyone from the college or the community at large from applying, correct? So that would be, the only person who would likely be precluded is the person who is ultimately chosen to be the acting in the event of a national search. But any other individual of the college could still apply and be part of the pool of a national search. So just want to make sure everyone's clear on that, that it's not that if it's going to be someone from Western, it has to be an interim route. That is a convenient route for sort of a trial run, but that they can apply in a national pool as well.
Yes, well, can I do that again? Oh, Denny French, D-E-N-I, started a little different. French, F-R-A-N-C-H, for variety. On that aspect, I misunderstood originally, apparently. I thought an interim position person was not eligible then to become an acting.
The whole point of an interim is the board identifies, says, we really think you have it, this is the person, but we're going to kind of give you one to three years to act as interim without a search. And then at any time, the board can say either we want to make you the permanent or we want to do a search. But that person's identified and coming in as sort of, I guess the best way to put it is, the position is theirs to lose. Versus an acting where that person is not intended to be president. And then a national search occurs, and as Nate said, anyone can apply in a national search, but it goes through the search consultant.
Except the only one that can't apply
is the acting. Yes. That's
right. Okay. And so when you say national, and you're not excluding people from the community,
correct,
obviously, a lot of people have had to relocate to find jobs. So while they may not have been able to continue living in Carson for a while, they may have been years off somewhere else. That would be great, because they'd have both. They'd have the experience of being a little bit more worldly, perhaps, if you want to say a next state is worldly. But then they also would have their basic family roots here. They grew up and went through the school system and such. No bylaws would have to be changed, because you say an active or an interim is two different things.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And that example is the president that we just hired at Great Basin College. She had been out for many jobs and president in Minnesota, but her husband and family were from Nevada. So coming back to Elko was something they really wanted to do, and they did have those ties here. So yeah, I mean, anybody who's from here and has gone elsewhere might want to come back.
It's okay.
Excuse me. I'm Kathy Fulkerson, Director of Institutional Research and Effectiveness here at Western Nevada College and for Great Basin College. And I just wanted to say that I think GBC really benefited from having an acting president appointed internally who kept the institution stable while there was a national search for a president who was experienced, who came in with a passionate commitment to student-centeredness of services. I agree with you there. And who also ran a community and technical college and so came in with lots of experience on the technical side and relationships with industry. And so GBC really benefited from that process of having an acting and then a national search. And again, any candidate can come forward in that national search. Those people from within Western would be welcome to apply. And so that was a very big process.
Rochelle Tisdale, WNC Foundation, and an administrator for one of the partnering schools. I would really like to see an intern appointed because I think it would be great to keep all the options open. WNC has built a lot of momentum in the last few years and there's a lot of new programs out there going, and it would be nice to have somebody in the meantime that shares the vision and knows some of the partnerships and deals that we've been working on, and so that we can continue to that momentum and keep being progressive. It's just really important to me as one of the partners for sure that we have somebody that knows what we've been working towards and that we can continue to do that. So I think an intern would be great. Keeps that person, you know, on the table when the time comes for the search and the applications.
Thank you.
Hi. Stand in the back.
Oh, do you need something?
No, I was just, for a point of clarification, because I think I understand it. If you are interim, there will be no national search.
Correct.
If the board decides that they would like to keep that person in place.
Correct.
So it doesn't actually keep options open for the national search.
Well, it does, right?
They
because
could if they
right.
don't get appointed.
Right, so it's like a test drive, right? If that
okay.
person is the right person, the board decides that we don't do a national search.
Okay.
If not, we still can do a national search.
Thank you.
So just for clarification, how many times have you done a national search when there was an interim president named that you can think of in recent history?
Oh, you mean where an interim gets
appointed? Where you decided that the interim ought to run against other people?
Well, it doesn't really work that way. If the interim doesn't get moved into the permanent, then the board can do a national search, but the interim doesn't participate in that.
Is there a recent history of you not moving and not permanently appointing an interim president?
I don't think so.
No, but
you guys would have the better.
Well, we actually changed the code a few years back, and it's part of the confusion today and that we have all the time is we used to just appoint interim. And we didn't have this category called acting, so we would put in an interim president, and they could go on and stay, like the previous president here was appointed interim, and then we said, yeah, we will offer a contract. In the past, we would do an acting and call them interim, so and we'd have them where we would put them in up at GBC. The most recent acting was interim for a year previously while we went out and did a search. So
it's highly likely that if you choose an interim president, a year down the road, they are permanent president.
There's a good possibility of that, but we've had, you know, instances where the number two person on campus was really good, we thought they could be president, and they clearly weren't a number one person on campus and could be president, so we put them in and then we decided to launch a search. We have done that a couple of times. Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, so I was gonna say, it's not an automatic, right? But we feel comfortable enough to bring that person forward that we think they could be the permanent. Absolutely. But we still have the option, if they don't, to not appoint them to do a national search.
Yeah. I'm gonna, the woman in the back has been trying, sorry, we did see the hand up in Fowler, so. you, we'll go after this woman here, please.
My name is Susan Priest. I'm a full-time professor here. I teach college success and philosophy, and I actually thought it was important to have everyone at the college hear a faculty perspective. I'm also on the accreditation committee, and I want the board to know for sure that we are having accreditors come out in 2018. And personally, I think that I feel very strongly that we need an acting president and a national search. We deserve a national search, and I think it puts us in a kind of questionable position to, because we've done it before, and I love Chet. I work with him. He was a great president, but we deserve a national search. And it can be somebody who is from this community or not, and there are people on the planet who don't live here, who don't have big egos, and who might have something to share with us. So I would like, I just want to make sure that everyone in this room realizes what a huge deal it is that we are going through an accreditation cycle, and the accreditation is coming out in April of 2018. So that's it.
The gentleman in Fallon.
But you guys need that.
We can't hear you.
We can't hear you. Are you muted?
Do we have the volume up here? Just a question.
Working real good.
We're on mute, so they should be
able to hear. But is the volume up? Okay.
Hold on, I have the old spectacles.
Try again, Buzz.
I'll start talking when you can hear me.
All right.
I'm Buzz Sharpe. I was employed at Western Nevada College for about 35 years. Things have changed over the last 6 years that I've been gone, but I've been on the advisory board under Rob's leadership. And I'm a county commissioner here in Churchill County, and I would just like to state some of the thoughts that I have. Number one, I really believe that you should go for acting president and do a national search. I know it's a crapshoot, but I think it's still important to do the national search. I also wanted to mention that I'm very sensitive to what Rob Hooper said, because I believe we are moving in the right direction. And I'm speaking in the rural areas. I think that things have been rebuilt since the budget and the recession and the issues regarding the budget in 2006, 2008, in those years. We have come back. And so it would be nice to be able to get somebody who can pick up and go from there. I was on a selection committee some years ago, a selection committee for the president for WNC. And I remember at that time, the president was leaving for similar issues. He was going on to take a position at the chancellor's office. So he wasn't fired because of misconduct or bad management. He got a promotion, much like Chet. And when we went and when we talked to the people who were applying for the position in a national search, that was one thing that we talked about is, hop on the train, because the train is headed in the right direction. And it really is at Western right now. Things are moving along well. I'm sure there's glitches along the way, because I don't micromanage the college. I don't know what's happening every day, and I'm sure that there are some issues that have been missed by the previous president. But overall, what I see in Carson City and in Fallon, and things are moving along very well. I think the college made a terrible mistake letting Mineral County and Pershing County go. And I would like to see those come back to Western at some time in the future. But overall, things have been moving along very well. And when the national search does take place, I would hope that whoever is on that selection committee would make it clear to the folks that we are moving in the right direction, and we have recovered a great deal from the budget issues that we had in previous years. And that's all I would have to say.
Just a question and a comment, because Buzz, I appreciate those comments. When I think of interim, the reason I like that over acting is because if we take our very best person we have here right now, because this is like shoeing a running horse, okay? I mean, we're in full swing for this year. We need our very, very best person to take over the reins of what's going on right now. If we make that person acting, we've taken that person out of the game, okay? But then I come back to, I don't believe that by saying we're going to do an interim, it takes us out of the game of doing a national search. So if that's the decision point, then we need to know that. If that is when we make that decision, that's what's going to happen. Best of both worlds would be, let's get our very best person to be interim, and then let's take a serious look at how we could move forward and broaden the field of search. Now, having said that, I don't know what a national search will cost this college, but I know it's not cheap. And we haven't talked about that either. What's the budget consideration by, you know, asking for this? Are we going to spend, you know, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 bucks? I mean, does that fit in our budget right now, knowing how tight things are? That's an issue we haven't heard discussed yet. So, A, can we get our best person forward and keep them forward? Two, can we do a broad search, and can we do it in a budget-sensitive fashion?
Thank you.
Well, I think why don't we address all those, right? So, again, we put an acting in, then that would signal that we're going to do a national search. We put an interim in, that person would be in there, and we could do a national search, right? It wouldn't be an automatic. But remember, if you put the acting in, they cannot be a part of the national search. In regards to the cost, it probably, be probably in the range of $85,000 to $100,000.
At least.
Yeah, in that ballpark.
Maybe 100 a quarter when you get through with the expenses of college.
Right, and that cost gets borne by the college.
And Mr. Chair, if I could just add, just to clarify something. If you bring an interim, it's because you've decided, the board has decided this person, more likely than not, will become the permanent president. The only time a national search would then be done is if that interim is not offered a permanent contract. So it's just to be clear, so you probably would not end up with a national search because you have decided on the front end that this person is the person who is most likely going to be, and that's why they would be an interim versus an acting. When you do an acting, as I said at the beginning, the reason that the policy doesn't allow the acting to apply is because the national search gets hurt, because no one is really going to apply, because they're going to say, well, if there's an acting who can apply, how can I compete with someone who's there, who's known? So it tends to reduce people from their ability to apply. And if you're going to do a national search and go through the expense and the exposure, you want to do it in a way that broadens the search as much as possible. Which is why the board would almost always then, a committee would recommend a search consultant, and we vet those the same way. We put out an RFQ, we make sure, and the last ones, you know, this would be my third community college in a little less than 2 years. I mean, and then we have another one coming up with CSN. It's almost always you need to get a search consultant who really specializes in community colleges, who knows community colleges, and versus someone who is just a search consultant and may just go to their Rolodex and pull out people who don't have any familiarity with how community colleges work. So, but that's a really, so yeah, that's the rub, is you know, if you're insistent on a national search, then you'd have to go with that.
Yes,
sir. I'm Elizabeth Tattersall, and I'm a tenured faculty member here in science. And I support having an acting. I do think there are a lot of great things happening at WNC these days, and I've been with the college about 10 years in a variety of capacities. But I think going with an interim, we're limiting our future options. And by opening it up to a national search, we might get some wonderful surprises. And that's why I support it. I think we're narrowing our view if we go with an interim from inside.
Evan, you want to call on people you might see?
Sure. We'll go this gentleman.
My name is Bob Whitman. I'm a professor here at the college. I have some huge issues that we are an institution of interims and actings. We have an acting a president right now, an acting vice president right now, an acting academic director right now. Darla has been doing Chet's job for since Chet was here. And so we are already in that realm of having temporary people in these positions. I think that that's critical that we do a national search, that you you look for the best possible candidate in a national capacity, bringing in new ideas and new concepts. Similarly, I'd be curious what the plan is institutionally. I know that this perhaps is not a board issue for filling these other positions. You know, our vice presidencies. Right now, we don't have any regular vice presidents because Mark is now the acting president. And Scott's the acting vice president, and Darla's doing our acting CFO position, which, will we have our acting CFO position again, or will we have a CFO when this all clears? We were blessed with Chet being a finance person able to do that, and you reposed a lot of responsibility on Darla for that, but somewhere there's a problem with this. The other piece of this, with due respect to all the players, is the board will ultimately select who the interim is going to be, which, ladies and gentlemen, could be somebody from UNLV. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be somebody from here. They will find the person that is best suited for the position and appoint that person. That person would go in as an interim, and if the board, in their judgment, said that this person was doing a great job, they would be your new full-time forever president. So I think a lot of people are thinking, oh, we like it the way it is, and you know, with our current person in place, that's not necessarily what it will be. Again, the board will make the decision who that interim is, and we've already heard that it's the board, it isn't the advisors or anybody else, it's not the campus, it's the board, and the board is in a position to look at the entire system and say, gee, this is the best person for this position. So I just want people to keep that in mind. I come back to feeling a real high need for a national search. We haven't had one. We were blessed with Chet. But right now we're at a point where this institution needs some stable leadership that was brought in at the highest level through a full national search.
Bob, let me just correct you on one thing. Mark is not. We have not named an active resident. He's officer in charge. So.
I stand corrected.
No, so I just want that. No, because that's really important as we move forward. And the other part is, yeah, the board will make a decision, but remember, we have this advisory board so that they have input, right? They don't vote on it, but again, it's very, very important for us to get all that input. And just, you know, the chances of us appointing an intern from UNLV.
And I make that recommendation.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen, okay? So we're just saying, part of what we're looking at it. We're looking at the college, so we're familiar with the college, so we're familiar with the community. Okay, that's, you know, the chances that's not going to happen. So,
thank you.
You're so
I just want to make one additional comment. I didn't say before, and that I am in favor of a national search. I served on the committee with a number of people here. The last time this college did a national search, and I think it was well done. Let me ask you, either the acting or the interim could be from within the WNC or from within the NISHE community, am I correct?
It could, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So it's just the issue not of that, but of whether or not we will be doing a national search, yes or maybe.
So if we do an acting,
right,
that will signal that we are going to do a national search, and that person cannot apply.
Right.
If we do an interim, that means that we have identified, in our opinion of the board, someone that can lead this college going forward, and they would be in a test period from 1 to 3 years. And if they're doing a good job, then we would bring back a recommendation for board approval to keep that person. If not, then we would come back with a recommendation to do a national search.
And I would be looking for recommendations for either an acting or an interim.
Well, right at this point, then I want to say my recommendation.
No, you can't. Yeah, you have to say.
Oh, as long as there's no person, I thought you were going to say, my recommendation for acting is.
No, I got the rules.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
My name is Judith Cordia. I'm Director of Nursing and Allied Health here at the college. And this is going to be a strange start to what I have to say, but I just came from a conference from nursing educators in Las Vegas. And one of the startling facts that I heard was 10% of students who graduate from nursing programs are really safe practitioners. Does that make sense to you? In other words, 90% of the graduates who complete nursing programs at any level are not considered to be terribly safe. They need to be watched. They need to be developed. Using that as a stepping off point, one of the things that I would like to see is somebody who, first of all, this is the most difficult job, I think probably one of the most difficult in the state. How do you get to be a great president? And what do you need in a president as that president goes forth to fight for this college? And community colleges or colleges of this size are at a disadvantage. So we need somebody who can be respected, who is listened to, who is experienced at least more than a year that's been in education. Ideally has grown and has learned the pitfalls of what can happen and what does happen. So I'm looking for somebody really strong to be able to get for this college what this college needs. In other words, to be heard. I'm also looking for someone who is able to raise money. One of the most important things I think a president can do is to raise money and find out different ways to make that happen. Without the money, we really can't grow that much. Someone who's a dreamer, someone who's a thinker, and it's an almost impossible person to find. And that's why whatever we do, however we do it, that we do have a careful search and find someone who can bring honor to this college, will be respected and sought after.
Thank you, Judith. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Susan Howland, and I'm Director of Human Services here at WNC. I have a question to begin with. An acting president, when does a national search start after this person is appointed? Is he in position for a year and then you work on it? Or does it start right away with the idea of this person, a national search being completed in spring? Can you give me a time
sure.
frame
Good
on
question.
That?
Right.
Okay, I get it, because I'm sort of involved in all these. What will happen, the short answer is, the goal would be to have somebody in place for the next academic year. That's the goal. For two reasons. Number one, in my experience, running a national search, generally the search consultants will want at least maybe 5 or 6 months for that process to play out, maybe longer. And to do it shorter than that puts us at a huge risk. We were very lucky at GBC. We did it very quickly, but we did it properly. We made sure we didn't. But normally, we would start that process after these meetings. The chair will appoint the search committee. The search committee will then have a meeting. Everyone's invited to the meeting. That would be the meeting number one, and that's where we would talk about how we're going to find the search consultant and some of the rules of the game and how it works. There's usually three meetings divided among several months. Okay, so because we have to give people time to apply, right? And we don't want to shortchange ourselves here. And the search consultant will help us with that. That's what he or she does. They work with the chancellor, they work with me, and we try to do it as expansively and properly as possible. Then there is the semifinalist interviews, which the chancellor does, which with the search consultant. And because of open meeting law problems, we don't do that No one else is involved in that, because if we opened it up, we would get no candidates. Because a lot of these people don't want their names out there until they're a serious candidate. So we structure it where the chancellor does it with the search consultant, narrows the field to the finalists. Then we have another meeting. And my gut is that meeting would probably be sometime in the winter, maybe late spring, you know, early spring, depends on how long this takes, where the finalists come in and we interview them over sometimes 2 days, depending on how many finalists are there. And then the search committee, along with the advisory members, reach a consensus, hopefully the region's vote, because it's up to them ultimately. And then we have to hold a special meeting of the board, which the chair calls, to hopefully appoint that person. The way, I don't have to tell you, you know better than me, but the way academia works, most people are gonna want to finish where they are, give that institution appropriate notice, and then come sometime in the summer to start for the next academic. That's how they usually work.
But it, the process would launch the day after we make a decision on acting.
Okay, because I think it's very important for WNC with accreditation in the spring and with all the programs that we've recently started that we have some consistency here, an understanding coming within, and I think it's very important that that happen. I understand that also too, if this interim president decided later on that he needed to step down, that at that point you would then we'd start this process over again, or would you start a national search probably because that person...
Are you talking about if they go with an interim?
Yes.
If an interim is appointed, as the chair said, the goal is that that person, like I said, they're also, it's a trial period,
right,
but it's that person's job to lose, meaning they have to just not be well received if it's problems. If the person does well and is well liked and the board is pleased with them, then the goal is to, that person would become the president, there would not be a national search. So you, my advice would be don't go into an interim with the thought of there will ultimately be a national search. It's sort of counterproductive.
Okay.
If you want a national search, then we would appoint the board, not me, would appoint an acting. And I also would like to say that you can, and if you give recommendations to the chancellor who you think could be a good acting, not interim, but acting, you would want to know, or at least feel that this is someone who would really have an interest in being permanent president. And there are people like that. We just had that at GBC.
Right.
We had someone who's a wonderful person, who's very well connected and known, but she had no interest in this. But she was a phenomenal acting president because she knew the college, she knew the issues, she was well-liked, well-respected, but she had no interest in that. So there was no conflict, and it opened the door for everybody else at GBC or in ALCO in that instance to apply if they wanted to.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'm Eric from the library. Everybody knows me. Probably makes a few enemies here, but while we've got you all here and so it squelches the rumors that I've been hearing, is it possible or not? But after she left, before he was hired, there was talk about merging us back with Truckee Meadows.
Oh my God.
Is that something you're thinking about to save money? Or
no.
Can we stay in our own school? Because I got 10 years left, I won't stay.
Yeah, no. So no, that's not part of the discussion.
Thank you.
And I was pushing the rumor of merging GBC, not TMCC.
We'll go with this gentleman, this young lady next.
J.W. Lazzari, financial aid. I'm just curious if the board or the system is concerned that there might be two searches going on for presidents here and at CSN, primarily because I don't want ours, if we go that route, to get lost in the shuffle and CSN kind of...
Well, the good news is, right, so we can appoint them from 4 to 6 board members, right? There's 13 of us, so we've staffed 2 searches at the same time prior, And so one is independent of the other. Different board members, different advisory members, and no, they will not take a back seat.
We did three a few years ago. That was tough.
Nate?
I would just also comment, and you know this, JW, that people who are interested in being presidents of small rural colleges are not the same people who are interested in being presidents of large urban colleges. So those are two very different worlds, and no two more different than Western and CSN in this case. So I think, I don't even think it's a question of really realistically having a common pool of applicants.
Right, and I wouldn't anticipate we would. I just would want to make sure that the board and the system sees ours as just as important as
absolutely.
CSN, which is, you know, a huge institution.
You notice we're here first.
Good point.
Don't tell CSN. Gentlemen in the back.
We'll put up a sign.
Susan Helen again. I'm really concerned about this price tag that goes with it, because Chet spent the last few years scrambling to keep our heads above water and to move us in some good directions. And so I think that fiscally, we should very much look at an interim situation. I'm not quite sure where we'd get that kind of money to launch a search like that. And when we have people here that could be appointed and do have the background and everything I talked about earlier, you know, that might not be a luxury.
Thank you. Gentleman in the back.
I'm Jack Pierron. I want to express my support for an interim president. Reason being, that's a 1 to 3 year trial period. We have a lot going on at this college within that same time period. Expanding our Jumpstart program, resident halls, and I think it would behoove us to have somebody that's familiar with that, and also with our unique service area here, which is greatly expanded, that you come in and not have to have a learning curve to get up to speed, because I don't want to see any of these programs get kind of halted while we're making such good progress. So I'd really be a supporter of an interim appointment.
Thank you, Jack. Yes, sir.
Craig Robinson. I'm the president of Administrative Faculty Senate and a health and safety guy here. And Administrative Faculty Senate met and discussed this, and just some of the bullet points. The room was supportive of a national search. The room was supportive. There's at least three or four very capable director and higher level candidates for an acting president. Obviously, we encourage qualified people from campus to apply for it permanently. But we felt like it was a lot of talk about restricting our applicant pool, and we feel like a national search has the most open applicant pool. You put in an interim president, you're looking at a handful of potential people. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Annie Hansen again. Just a question. Is there a way that we can get some help with the funding to do this, knowing that we are so completely strapped at the school?
Knowing that the chancellor stole our guy.
It's really tough around here.
Yeah, we can
financially.
I promise we're using his salary savings.
Good answer.
We really need it.
Sure. Anything else? Yes, sir.
Kevin Burns, for the record. I run the Veterans Resource Center and also our prison program, and I'm also an adjunct faculty here teaching English. Been here 10 years. I support an interim. The reason I support the interim, you've heard from Rob, the direction that this college is going in right now. Many of us were here when that direction was more of a corkscrew or headed the other direction. It's been turned around now. I have been an acting head of two different organizations, one for 6 months, one for a year. I was out of the running as the permanent. In both cases, I took that organization, one of which the incumbent had been fired, one of which he retired. They have fired, obviously that organization was in very sad shape. The other one was running like a switch watch. In both cases, I took that organization in different directions than the permanent came into, which caused a lot of issues when the permanent came in, and that's my concern. I understand what Vice Chairman Getty said about finding a good interim or a good acting, but my concern is we are going to do a lot of half-stepping and a lot of turning around and saying, no, let's do it this way if we go with the national search. Thank you.
Ma'am?
Jamie McNench, Director of Information and Marketing. I'm not sure I'm going to weigh in on the interim acting thing, but I have a lot of confidence in our leadership on campus. I think we are doing a lot of great things. So somebody who can continue to enable us to keep that momentum going is somebody that I'm looking for. When we look at a permanent president, I'm looking for somebody who's innovative and progressive and willing to make an investment in our infrastructure. So when Dr. Whitcomb talks about us being really lean in terms of our personnel, he's absolutely right. And I think we need to address that. So we need somebody who has a vision for how we can grow our base. We have a lot of really great people here, but we are really thin. So those are just some things that I'm looking for. I'm also looking for somebody who has a unique ability to build relationships, somebody who can be the face for our college, who can be respected and liked in our community. I think that's important.
So a question real quick. Is there a certain time we're supposed to complete this?
not really, other than we have another meeting scheduled at 1:30 and we'll get to lunch, but I don't want to cut anybody off.
Just making sure we're staying with it.
Yeah, no, you're fine. We don't generally
do. Yeah, we can stay until everybody said what they need to.
Anyone that hasn't spoken that wants to speak? Anyone spoken already? Yes, sir.
I'll echo some of Jamie's comments. Scott Morrison. I started here in 2006 as a math faculty member, and I'm serving as interim vice president of academics currently. I've noticed, in 2020 hindsight and all, that there are some changes that happened about 4 years ago that really allowed this college to grow in a good way, and it wasn't an influx of money. It was a difference in looking at what our abilities were. So opening up the opportunities for institutional partnerships, and looking at faculty workload and which directions faculty wanted to go, what opportunities they saw. Just some of the results from moves like that, and these were strong leadership positions and decisions, is the development of a dual credit program that's been called a model for the state and is really gaining a lot of momentum, doing some terrific things for our region and for our students. This year, an increase in online enrollment of 44%. That was a decision that was made that helped turn faculty workload a certain direction and allow people to do the work they wanted to do and where they saw opportunities. So in terms of who we bring in, my biggest concern would be that we want somebody who sees the value of these initiatives to our region and to our students and to our institution, because I think that, the budget hasn't changed dramatically. We do feel like we're in a better place now. But a lot of that has to do with the morale boost of being a confident institution and seeing that we can make a real impact in our region and that we're making an impact even outside of our region with people asking about how we're doing some of these things. So whoever is leading and whether that is acting or interim, we need somebody who's going to take a hard look at how we did those things and to continue those initiatives, and also to realize that kind of progress and that kind of transformation comes at a cost to the institution, reorganization for growth, and that, like Jamie said, we are thin. We're running pretty fast. We run on service to students and service to the region. That's what kind of feeds us at this point, but at some point we do have to worry about our sustainability and infrastructure too. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Yes, ma'am.
I guess a final or close to final comment. I have to pick up on what Jamie said about having the president be the face of the college, and not just for the community, but also with the legislature. That's something you have to think about when you're considering various candidates, whether it be interim or acting, or if acting from the main search later on. There are a lot of people here who are saying that you know, they feel they would prefer an interim. I think a lot of that is because those people are inside the institution, and the least amount of push-pull is best for them. But I'm a fan of doing the search. We did one before, and it turned out marvelously. And I think there's a lot of talent out there in the wide world, and we had applications not just from around, but all, from all over the world.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
I'm John Kinkeller. I'm the Dean of Student Services, and I've had an opportunity to talk to some of our external partners and also to listen to them today. And one of the groups I talked to is the some of the folks in the Latino community, and they're pretty firm on wanting an interim to continue the direction that we've been going. We really are committed to diversity and to especially the success of those students, and we feel like a interim president would keep us going in that direction, and it's been a top priority of the institution for a long time, and we'd like to keep that going.
Thank you, John.
So, any other questions for?
I just want to remind everybody to submit names of interims and or acting. Yeah, I think it's on the website, too. Generally. Yeah. You just go on the website, too. There, you can just
click it. We'll make sure the email gets out. Yeah, definitely. Someone can send it out. So, are there any additional public comments? What about Ms. Allen?
Put your name on paper so I can spell it right.
We just want to say we really value everyone's opinions and appreciate you taking the time and all that you do out here at WNC. You're doing a great job, and keep up the good work, and we'll continue moving forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on, hold on. We have to do, is there any new business? Oh, we have to follow the agenda.
Is there any new business?
Like the president, please.
Take care. All right, meeting adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.